Sitting beneath the shade of a myrtle-blooming tree, myself to recreate, a noise surprised me. Such pleasant music I did hear, the world was strangers to, with notes so sweet I ne'er could meet, no mortal ever knew. I hearkened to his charms and gave attentive ear. I then could fear no harm, each minute cost a tear from my poor eyes, and then such groans as echoed through the air. With sighs so sad, said she, I'm glad, for worse than with despair. Ah, my Philander dear, I never more shall see. What have I left thee here, who fled from hence for thee? And through the shades I went to search for thee, my heart's delight. But now I fear I left thee here, I'm come for the other sight. The world I'll compass quite, Philander, for to find, since I have took this flight, to ease my troubled mind. I'll search each corner of the world, and wander through the air, since it is so, he's not below, I'll seek to find him there. My spirit cannot rest till him again I find. He thinks I die in jest, this would not be unkind. But had he seen my desperate wound made with a willing stroke, he'd then confess in bitterness despair did it provoke. Like a true lover then, he would have followed me, and overtook again my spirit that did flee. But since he's not yet come there where I did him expect, I cannot stay but must away, you powers my course direct. Just as she fled away, this sound I then did hear. My lovely Philistine, Philander's drawing near. The music then began again, so pleasant to my ear. I stood amazed, about me gazed, and saw their meeting there. And in each lover's breast I did perceive a wound. My soul was then oppressed, and I was like to swoon. She opens then her bloody arms, and him she caught between. I chid mine eyes for telling lies, and thought it was a dream. Philander, art thou come? Did Philly's spirit say, now to Elysium, with joy let's haste away. A Philly's 'twas thy great mistake caused thee to pierce thy breast, which when I found mine eye did wound, with sorrow then oppressed. But since we're met again, we never more shall part. To grieve now is in vain, we're now beyond our smart. In folded arms they fled away with such a harmony. No mortal did ever hear, but I that was thereby. They posted to the shade which lover attain. These joys are great, they said, that we should meet again. Such joys we could not find, as the sweet shade for lovers made, who never proved unkind.